Welcome to Session 11 of the Art of Ritual Meditation Course. Once again, find your seat and take a few deep breaths and gently close your eyes. You'll find you can meditate with your eyes open or closed. It doesn't matter in the end, but for the moment, let's keep them closed and become aware of the sensation of breathing. As we did in the last session, become aware of the feeling of your face and head. Whatever it is that's appearing in consciousness that tells you that you have a face and a head, whether it's pressure, temperature, something is appearing. And yet, most of the time, we feel that we are in our heads, behind our faces. I want you to notice how untenable that is from the point of view of consciousness. The feelings of your face and head are arising in consciousness in this moment. They are appearing in the same condition as sounds and other sensations, and even thoughts themselves are arising. Your thoughts are not in your head as a matter of experience. Everything is simply appearing in awareness in this moment. This is not a statement about consciousness being independent of the brain. We can think and talk about that in other lessons. I'm talking now about the raw experience. That's just sensation arising in each moment in consciousness. This also includes the feeling of having a head, the feeling of being behind your face, and it even includes the experience of looking out at a world that appears to be other than what you are. So, in this moment, open your eyes and simply look at your visual field. At this bright display of color and shadow, this too is appearing in the same space. This is the same place where thoughts and sensations are arising. This is consciousness. And if that's not obvious to you, I'd like you to consciously visualize something in the space before you. Picture a candle burning before you a few inches from your nose. Something appeared there just now. People who can visualize very clearly might see something quite vivid. For others of us, it could just be this subtle impression of vision, but but something happened, right? That's a thought appearing in your visual field. All of this is a construct of your brain that has very much the quality of a dream. In waking life, our brains are doing much the same thing they're doing while we're dreaming. They're just constrained by data coming in from the world. But everything you can see in the world, as the world, is appearing by virtue of what your brain is doing, and it's appearing in consciousness. And there's only one space in which anything can appear, and it's right here in this field of color and light and sensation, and it's a unified space wherein anything that can be noticed is noticed and changes from moment to moment. Now close your eyes again, and rather than lose your connection to seeing, now stare into the darkness behind your eyelids. That too is a visual field. Really, every bit as much as what you saw with your eyes opened. It may be indistinct. You may be apt to forget about it in a few moments, but there's potentially much to see there. As a matter of experience, there's nothing outside of consciousness. So simply rest as that condition in which thoughts and sensations and sights and sounds and moods and emotions arise in each moment. If you find your attention diffuse, not noticing anything with real clarity, you might sharpen it up by paying very careful attention to the breath. Again, the use of a mental note can be very helpful here, either in and out, or actually counting your breaths, which is what I usually do. If you lose count, that's a sign to start again at one. In the last minute of this session, just begin again. And just leave your mind totally relaxed and notice whatever you notice spontaneously. Well, as you can see, some of these sessions have a little more of a philosophical character. The kinds of considerations that I've been talking about in some of the lessons begin to intrude. I try to strike a balance here, but sometimes it's good to bring into a meditation session a more conceptual approach, which is what I did a little at the beginning here. We will be revisiting this territory many times before the course is over. So if some of it seemed a little hard to grasp at this point, no worries. Once again, thank you for your practice. Please don't underestimate the power and the utility of spending just 10 minutes like this each day. As I said at the beginning of the course, the difference between 0 and 10 minutes is truly enormous, so you should feel very good about spanning that particular gulf. I'll see you here next time for Session 11 of the Art of Ritual Meditation Course.